welcome everyone to Spanish Pod, and this is your newbie lesson of the day. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. Today we have a dialogue that's titled, Call Me.
Yes, very useful.
All right, call me. Can you just call me?
Yes. So basically it's two people together. They're saying goodbye and they don't know what they're going to be doing later. So one just says, call me later.
All right. Instead of agreeing on an exact time and place where they're going to meet.
Exactly.
They just say, call me later.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, what are our key words for the day?
The key word is llámame.
Llámame. Just one key word.
Yes.
Llámame.
Llámame.
Llámame. All right. And it means call me.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Call me.
Call me.
Llámame.
That's it. All right. So, folks, listen for that keyword, llámame. Even if you don't understand everything in the dialogue, listen at least for that keyword, and we will be back on the other side of the dialogue to explain it all for you. All right. So let's listen to that dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Nos vemos mañana, ¿no?
¿A qué hora?
A ver, no sé. Llámame más tarde.
Vale. Hasta mañana.
Second time.
Nos vemos mañana, ¿no?
¿A qué hora?
A ver, no sé. Llámame más tarde.
Vale. Hasta mañana.
Third time.
Nos vemos mañana, ¿no?
¿A qué hora?
A ver, no sé. Llámame más tarde.
Vale. Hasta mañana.
All right, folks. Now, if you didn't understand everything in that dialogue, don't worry. We are here to translate it for you. Now, you might notice that I'm going to translate things two different ways. All right. And that's just because translation is a little tricky. But I'm going to try to give you the literal sense and then try to give you a more everyday English kind of sense. All right. So here we go.
Nos vemos mañana, ¿no?
We'll see each other tomorrow, ¿no?
Nos vemos mañana, ¿no?
See you tomorrow, right?
Nos vemos mañana, ¿no? ¿A qué hora?
At what time?
¿A qué hora?
What time?
¿A qué hora? A ver, no sé. Llámame más tarde.
Let's see. I don't know. Give me a call.
A ver, no sé. Llámame más tarde.
I don't know. Call me.
Vale. Hasta mañana.
Okay. Until tomorrow.
Vale. Hasta mañana.
Solid. See you tomorrow.
Vale. Hasta mañana.
All right, Liliana, let's break it down for the folks, shall we? First of all, we say, we'll see each other tomorrow, no? So how do we say that?
Nos vemos mañana, ¿no?
Okay. Now, what's the word for tomorrow?
Mañana.
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 Mañana. All right. And then, we'll see each other.
Nos vemos.
Nos vemos means we'll see each other,
yes.
Right? Which part of that means we see?
Vemos.
Vemos, okay. Mm-hmm. So vemos means we see, and it's the verb ver, correct?
Ver.
Ver. The nos, that means to each other, right?
Yes, it's each other. Each other.
To each other, okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So one more time, we'll see each other tomorrow.
Nos vemos mañana.
All right. The no on the end.
Yes, it's a question. It's in a way a question. Are we seeing each other tomorrow in a way? So you say no.
Okay.
At the end, you say, right? Am I right?
You can just stick that on the end of a of a sentence. So we'll see each other tomorrow,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one more time. We'll see each other tomorrow, right?
Nos vemos mañana, ¿no?
All right. Now, the answer to the question is, at what time? Literally, at what time?
¿A qué hora?
Okay. ¿A qué hora? Which word means time?
Hora.
Hora. Now, hora means, it actually means hour.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, at what hour?
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Now, when we translate that in English, it sounds a little formal.
Yeah.
All right. So, hora means time. Now, which is the word for what?
¿Qué?
¿Qué? All right. And then, so the word for at?
A.
A.
¿A qué hora?
¿A qué hora? Mm-hmm. At what time? Excellent. The answer, the guy's not exactly sure. He says, let's see, I don't know.
A ver, no sé.
No sé. All right, well, let's start from the end, which is the easy part, which is I don't know. How do you say I don't know?
No sé.
No sé. Which part of that is I know?
Sé.
Sé. That's the verb saber if you're looking in your dictionary. Sé.
Yes, that's
right.
Correct.
Now, if you don't know?
No sé.
No sé.
Yes, that's okay. Just a negative form. No sé.
I don't know. No sé. Mm-hmm. All right. Now that's an important thing to use, right?
Mm-hmm. If you don't know something.
And to know. If you don't know something, no sé. All right. All right. Now this phrase that means kind of like let's see or we'll see.
A ver.
Now literally this doesn't mean we'll see. Literally it's just to see.
To see,
right?
But it's more like, okay, let me see.
Okay.
Let me think.
So it's a thinking word, a ver.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, and then all together, let's see. I don't know.
A ver, no sé. Llámame más tarde.
Llámame más tarde is the following line. So llámame, we already know, means?
Call me.
Llámame. All right. And the part for later?
Tarde.
Okay. Tarde means late.
Mm-hmm.
Late. And then how do you say later? More late.
Más tarde.
Okay. So más, that means like more.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So one more time. Call me later.
Llámame más tarde. That's right.
Okay. So the whole line again. I don't know. Call me later.
A ver, no sé. Llámame más tarde.
So the response to that is, okay, see you tomorrow.
Vale, hasta mañana.
Okay, now how do you say okay?
Vale.
Mm-hmm. All right, that is an interesting word. I think we're going to talk about that a little later in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we just know that it means okay, right?
Yes.
Okay, vale.
Vale.
Okay. And how about see you tomorrow?
Hasta mañana.
No. What's the word for tomorrow?
Mañana.
And then what's the first word?
Hasta.
That means until, right?
Yes.
So literally you're saying until tomorrow.
Exactly.
But everybody knows that means see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hasta mañana.
So one more time. All right. See you tomorrow.
Vale. Hasta mañana.
All right. Let's hear that dialogue again 3 more times.
Dialogue. First time.
Nos vemos mañana, ¿no?
¿A qué hora?
A ver, no sé. Llámame más tarde.
Vale, hasta mañana.
Second time.
Nos vemos mañana, ¿no?
¿A qué hora?
A ver, no sé. Llámame más tarde.
Vale, hasta mañana.
Third time.
Nos vemos mañana, ¿no?
¿A qué hora?
A ver, no sé. Llámame más tarde.
Vale, hasta mañana.
Okay, Liliana, now there are a few things I want to talk about before we move on, and one of them is pronunciation.
Very important.
I know this is your favorite topic. So let's take a look at the word ver and its forms that we see. We see it twice here. In the first line, we see ver as we see, right? And how do you say that?
Vemos.
All right. Now, I see that spelled in English, V-E-M-O-S.
Yes.
And some of you, if you're like me, when I was first studying Spanish, I was wondering, what is that, the V sound? It sounds exactly like a B.
Yeah. In fact, in Spanish, both the V and B, it's the same sound.
It's
in
the
Spanish.
Same sound.
Exactly the same sound. Yes. In fact, even us, like native speakers, when we want to say, make the difference, usually when we're spelling a word, mm-hmm. we always say, okay, this is ve de vaca.
Ve de vaca. Now that means V as in cow.
Yes, that's correct. And for the other B, we say ve de burro.
And that's B as in donkey.
That's right.
All right. So you just have to say those phrases
to make the difference, because everybody knows that vaca, you spell it with a small V.
Okay.
We call it, in fact, we call an V.
Of V. So that's another word for V.
Yes.
Okay.
In Spanish.
All right. So there's different words for V.
Mm-hmm.
So V.
V means V.
V. V de vaca.
Yes. Okay. V de vaca.
Is there another word for B? V de burro?
V grande. It's like big B.
Okay.
Yes. Because, you know, it has the little circle. So we call like the fat B.
Okay.
So that's why it's big B. V grande. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So that's why when we spell it, even for us, it's difficult because it's exact same.
It's the exact same sound.
Exact same sound.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, folks, if you hear us saying a B sound or a V sound or somewhere in between a B and V, don't panic. You know, that's just the way we speak Spanish. All right? So it's not one or the other. It's sometimes it's both or sometimes it's kind of a mix of the two.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So one more time, how do you say we see?
Vemos.
Vemos. All right? Mm-hmm. And what's the verb to see?
Ver.
Ver. And then how did we say okay?
Vale.
Vale. Now, this is a cultural thing that I know you want to talk about.
Yes, definitely. Vale, it's often used in Spain.
Right, in Europe. This is European Spanish.
European
right.
Spanish, that's okay. Correct. But, I mean, there's a lot of places in Latin America you use it, but the actual translation is worthy.
Worthy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't say when somebody's saying, oh, give me a call, I usually don't answer worthy.
Yeah, no, you don't. But in Spain, you usually say for everything, vale, okay? Instead of saying okay, they usually say vale.
Vale, all right, and it means worthy. But we can translate in English. Some people can say word.
Yeah.
All right, give me a call, word, all right? Or give me a call, salad, yeah. Right? It's just a way of something, it's a way of saying okay.
Yeah, very colloquial.
Okay. All right, folks, that is the end of our lesson for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Listen, if you want to take a look at the dialogue, if you want to download the PDF, if you want to leave us a comment, just go to our website, which is SpanishPod.com. All right, now it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.